All right, good evening, everybody. 7 o'clock, time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors meeting. If you could all stand and have Director Graves lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I think roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present, with the exception of Director Porter, who is absent.
Thank you. This is a time for public comments. This is the opportunity for anyone online or in the audience that wishes to address the board. You'll be given 3 minutes. And do we have any hands raised?
No hands are raised.
Is there anyone in the audience that wants to address us about anything not on tonight's agenda? Seeing. There's a hand raised. Whoever the hand raised, please introduce yourself and feel free to address.
Hi everyone, this is Kirk from Discovery Point, Kirk Lawrence. I have a hope everyone's doing well. Two parts tonight. One is to say I don't think I'll be at another meeting again this year, so I just want to thank Director Gutel for his, what is it, 8 years of a service. That is pretty amazing, and I know how much you get paid, so I know you don't do it for the money, but we certainly have appreciated your input and your guidance over the years.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Well deserved. The second point is kind of like a complaint or a request. I don't know. So I'm, as some of you know, I'm a frequent user of the pool, and the pool has lost its heater a year ago, and it has still not been fixed. I don't know why. I've asked a few people. Nobody is at liberty to tell me what's going on. But so I'm totally in the dark here, but just as a user of the pool, it would be great if we could get that heater fixed. I don't know what the holdup is, but it's the pool is so cold now, it's cutting the season short, which is a real shame. So my request is to light a fire under it, get something done, get a fix as soon as possible. That's my input.
Thank you, Kirk. We have not forgot about the poll, but thank you.
Sure.
Is there any other hands raised?
No, there are not.
Okay, then I will close public comments and move forward to the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Yeah, roll call, please.
Director Belcher?
Aye.
Director Graham?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Gutel?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Then we'll move forward to the Erie agencies and see Claire in the audience. So, get a report on what's going on with Supervisor Diane Burgess's office.
Good evening, Board. Claire Laura with Deputy Chief of Supervisor Burgess's office. I don't have a formal report, but I do have an update on some information that Director Graham had asked last time. The project off of Bixler Road that you had mentioned has a valid permit and is undergoing the compliance review process for construction of the approved facility. The facility is permitted for boat and RV storage and for commercial solar energy generating facility. The roofs of the covered RV boat parking spaces would double as support structures for the solar panels that will be installed throughout the facility. This project was not sent to the Discovery Bay MAC as it's located just outside of the respective notification boundary. And that is all it's permitted for. I also wanted to address, there may have been rumors going about groundbreaking for the Harper Point apartment complex. And at this time, there is no date for that. We are in close communication with the planning department. And if any such date or update comes to us, we'll definitely share that with you. Any questions? Yes.
So I've been getting a number of calls lately, which one I've shared with the sheriff, Lieutenant White, regarding boats going very fast along Kellogg Creek. And they're damaging the waves made from the boats, are damaging people's docks. And we did put one person in touch with Lieutenant White, gave me information. So we put a person in touch with sheriff from the Marine Patrol. But since then, there's been a number of complaints. And the question I usually get asked is, can we ask the Marine Patrol to dock a boat right there? I have the sheriff sit out there all the time, which I always wanted to see your face. I could pretty much say the answer to that was no. But could we look into putting 5-mile-an-hour signs, maybe two of them even along Kellogg Creek? I don't know who we would have to deal with on this. It's the county, and there was another one. Oh my goodness. And it disappeared a few years ago, but it wasn't on Kellogg Creek. It was on Indian Slough. Yeah, it was on Indian Slough right before the turn to go left into, not too far before you make the turn to go left or right, right to Orwood or left into Discovery Bay. But I think it was a year of bad, bad rains. And I think it's probably on the bottom of the water of the river somewhere. But what could we do to look into that? Because that would help a lot. There's a lot of complaints there.
I'll defer to the Sheriff's Department.
Is Marine Patrol part of your division, or are they a different group?
Different group. I can talk about it. Would that be a good place to start, or talking with the supervisor?
He says he'll talk with when he's up there.
Okay, you'll talk when you get up there. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Any other questions for me?
Just a comment. I want to thank you for your update on the Vasco Row. That was very helpful. Just trying to understand, is that they came to a resolution which generated that, or this has been an ongoing...
The improvements to Vasco Road, it is ongoing. And there's other projects in the works to improve safety on Vasco Road.
But it seemed like the letter that I wrote, or that I read, excuse me, was announcing that, hey, we finally come to, a starting point. And maybe I misread it, and it was just an ongoing.
There have been many meetings, public meetings, to sort of gather information. And I guess this is the starting point at which they've compiled that information, and now they're putting it out there, and they'll work on a plan. But it's been in motion for a very long time.
I know it's been a lot of time.
Yes, so thank you for hanging in there with us, but that's the latest.
Well, I appreciate you sending the update, so that was very helpful and very encouraging. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant White.
All right, good evening, Board. I'll address your comment first. So did you get a response from Lieutenant and Marine Patrol? Okay, I apologize. So Marine Patrol and Delta Station were completely separate entities. Although we do work for the Sheriff's Office, I have no control over Marine Patrol. They're not my area of responsibility. Unfortunately, all I can do is provide you the resource. I will follow up with them. As far as signage, I believe they would have to go Department of Waterways would be a source that Marine Patrol could work with to handle that. But it's something I can follow up with and try to give you guys an update next month.
That'd be wonderful.
I do apologize you didn't get a response, but
and I could draw on a map and show you kind of the area where.
Sure. Yeah, I think we can talk about that offline next couple of days, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
All right. So for the Town of Discovery Bay for the month of August, there were 412 calls for service. 39 reports were drawn by the deputies, and they made 4 arrests. Couple events that we have going on this month. It's National Trusted Adult Month at the elementary school. So we're partnering with Discovery Bay Elementary and Timber Point to have lunch and do recess with the kids a couple times this month. There have been a lot of, I've received quite a few complaints about speeding in front of Discovery Bay Elementary, especially during school drop-off and pickup. We do have a speed trailer. It's in the shop right now, but once it comes back from the shop, we're going to allocate it towards the front of the school to try to help them with their issues with the drop-off and pickup and people zooming around there with all the kids present, everything like that. So beyond that, I don't really have anything else. Any questions?
We appreciate you.
All right. I will get back to you. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. I don't believe we have anyone from the CHP. I don't see anyone from Contra Costa Fire. But I do see someone from Code Enforcement. Been a while.
It's my first meeting. Good evening. My name is Riley Cathane. I'm the code enforcement officer currently assigned out here in Discovery Bay. My manager couldn't be here tonight, so I'm just going with the flow. Currently, I ran a report from July 1st to August 31st. In that period, we had 37 open cases, 20 closed cases, and we currently have 47 active cases here in Discovery Bay. Primary complaints are trailers, boats, and driveways visible from a public roadway, weeds, and we have a couple vacant properties that seem to be continual complaints that we've been dealing with. We are complaint-driven. Leslie asked me to kind of give a little overview of what we do. So we are complaint-driven right now. I'm the only code enforcement officer assigned to all of East County, and it's kind of been that way for the past 2 years. But we did just hire three new employees. We are expecting them to kind of be out on their own in the next 3 weeks or so. And I anticipate that I'll be training and kind of transferring one of them to this location, to Discovery Bay. So kind of bear with us during this transitional period. I left some business cards back on the table there. Feel free to contact me with any concerns, and I will make this transition as smooth as possible with the next code enforcement officer out here.
Not to put you on the spot, but at one point, we used to have monthly meetings that the county, that the clerk's office put together. Is that going to come back, you know, or?
I'm not sure. It's been talked about. I'm definitely open to doing that. I've kind of been like the East County guy as of late. We had a supervisor change. And when Joe Lozado left,
gotcha.
Matt Webster took over. And I've kind of just been running East County by myself. So I'm definitely open to that.
In all honesty, in the past, Discovery Bay would have like one or two or zero complaints. But it sounds like things have picked up. You said there's 30 complaints for Discovery Bay?
There's currently 47 active cases. So still open, still being worked on.
That's
a pretty significant amount for this location, yeah.
What's an example of an active case?
An active case, that means that the compliance has not been achieved yet.
So a trailer in the driveway, how hard is that?
Well, our code enforcement cases, they go through a series of steps. Generally, the first step would be what's considered a notice to comply, and that's a 10-day notice. And then we do our follow-ups.
Okay.
And then it continues to progress until we issue either a fine or we do an abatement.
You're bound by a procedure that you have to follow.
Correct.
So I have a... Can I go ahead?
Yeah, please.
So I had some questions. You probably addressed most of these questions already, but I'm going to go ahead and ask them anyway.
Sure.
So the first question was, how often do you drive around Discovery Bay? You indicated that it's a complaint driven, so you don't have a regular drive through that occurs, at least at this point. Are you able to be proactive? Again, that same answer, I would guess.
Well, I
can add additional.
Yeah.
Okay. My question is, are you able to be proactive or are you limited by staff?
So we do have the ability to be proactive. We are not limited to complaint only. But because of staffing, we are, I mean, 162 cases assigned just to myself. So as of right now, I'm complaint driven. When I first was hired, I was sharing the area. I was sharing East County. So when I was only assigned to Discovery Bay and Byron, I was proactively going after the trailers and the boats and the driveways. And that's encouraged for this community when we have the staffing available.
Next question. Are you fully staffed with the budget you are given, or are you short staffed at this point?
I don't have the answer to the budget question. I believe that with these three new hires, our office is fully staffed on our code enforcement side.
But you've been short staffed, which is part of the issue.
Correct.
Gotcha. And then based on all those things, what response time can we expect when called? So when we submit, I had Steven submit a couple things to you guys about a week ago. There's two trailers parked in driveways. What happens is when one person does it, then the neighbor sees it and then they do it. And we had three at one time. One of them disappeared, but there are still two boat trailers parked in driveways, not more than 100 yards from here. And I had Steven call last week. What kind of a response time can we expect for something like that to start the ball rolling?
In general, we let the complainants know that it's about a 2-week turnaround, up to 2 weeks to respond to the complaint.
Okay. Well, that helps to know, because then we don't wonder if anything's being done at all or if we're being ignored. The perception, and I've been doing this for quite a while, the perception is that we get ignored by the county. That's the perception. Nothing personal. Sure. Riley, you've been around for a while. We know, we kind of know each other, but that's kind of the perception that we get out here, is that we're kind of ignored, we're not important, that we're so far, not that we're not, but we're so far out here that we don't get the attention that we, use your police force for an example. Those guys have give us great attention. Anyway, I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you giving the presentation and for helping us with that information. And that's all the questions I got.
I just want to touch on that comment about, you know, feeling like we're not really paying attention. There are situations where somebody can file a complaint. We do our complete investigation, and there's just not enough evidence to pursue a certain violation, or they may be in compliance, but somebody may not think they're in compliance, if that makes sense. There's just, you know, sometimes we can be limited on what the ordinance says and what people may know that's going on, you know, if I'm not around, if it's on the weekends or something like that. So we do investigate every single complaint that comes through my desk, and we do the best that we can.
Thank you.
And, you know, and unlike you, which is a good thing, because I've had great experience when I have contacted, and I've talked to you many times, Carolyn Graham, you probably go, oh no, not again, sending texts and calls. And they have been, I mean, sometimes I'll be on the phone with them and they'll say, I'm going to drive down that street right now. I mean, doesn't happen all the time, but things happen quickly. So I've had good response, and I don't know if that's, you know, just because of you or the other people that I've dealt with, but it's.
My frustration is that those trailers have been there for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I had expected that code enforcement would be in a 5-week period, would have driven by and seen them and taken care of without me having to call in. But I do understand the system a little better now, and I understand your challenges. I empathize with you completely. But I guess I'll be a little more of a squeaky wheel then, to make sure that those, what I see gets addressed in that, through your, that the process starts.
Okay. Yeah. And Carolyn and Leslie have both reached out to me. And I have no problem with you just contacting me directly for complaints. It works out better for me that way, honestly, if you just contact me directly.
I'll be grabbing your card before I leave.
I just had a quick question regarding the proactiveness. So as an example, if you got called out to a property and you did your paperwork and then you're about to hop in your truck and you looked across the house next door, go, wait a minute, that guy's out of compliance. Would you walk over and address it then? Since there was no complaint about that guy, you won't, you know, just...
So generally, rule of thumb is that anything I can see. So if I get a complaint, let's say, you know, for example, 1303 Discovery Bay Boulevard, whatever address, right? If I go to that house and anything I can see nearby has a similar violation, then we address every property that has a violation on it.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, we appreciate you. We know you're challenged.
Yes. Thank you.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
All right. Moving forward, we'll hop right into a discussion and possible action. Aaron.
Evening, board. Before you is staff's recommendation to approve the general services contract for 26-27 with Ludorf and Scalmanini Consulting Engineering Services. In here is a breakdown of what they do, but instead of me going through that, I'll have Jason step up and go through some of that and answer any questions you may have.
Hello, evening board. I have a copy of the scope here on my phone too to refer to, but I was here for the Water and Wastewater Committee meeting, which unfortunately was late due to the bridge, but anyways, I'm here to answer any questions you have. I can go over the scope. You know, LSC, he's been providing, oh, thank you, Aaron. LSC has been providing general engineering support services for the town for about 25 years now. It's been a while, really, since the town was first formed. And what we do is, you know, under this particular fiscal year agreement is we have ongoing tasks that cover, you know, regulatory support and assistance, including, you know, there's some specific tasks in here, but SGMA, I won't get into the weeds, SGMA compliance, reporting and monitoring, on call as needed, capital improvement planning support services, and other planning services. It's all in here. We also have meetings. We have biweekly meetings. We have group meetings to track the various status of the developments that are ongoing with the town and their potable water needs, and a wide variety of potable water service type topics. So this scope is, too unique from last year's fiscal year scope. But again, I'm here to answer any questions. And it's hard to get into specifics because, again, this is an on-call. This is an as-needed type of support contract for, support above and beyond the existing contracts we have with the town for all the various CIP projects and, again, subdivision support. So I think I'll just leave it at that. If you guys have any questions, I'm here. I'm available.
I guess I don't sit on the Water and Wastewater Committee, so some of these things get I don't get a lot of in-depth knowledge on, and you just touched upon that your company does have other contracts with the town. So this is just a general kind of catch-all,
correct.
You know, overall. What can you just, for those, for myself and those others that may be listening on the record, could you just kind of high level describe the other projects that you have under contract with the town?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the one that comes immediately to mind as well, we're under contract to do the design and construction management of that project. It's nearing its end date, but that's a new groundwater well pump station with iron manganese treatment vessel reclaim system. That's a capital improvement project that the town's had on its schedule, capital improvement planning schedule. We're also in the design phase for pipeline replacement work. The first phase will be the undercrossing between Newport Court and Sandpoint Court. There's underwater crossing. We're replacing that line with a larger size line to help more efficiently convey water between both of your main plants and now well 8 for fire suppression for future water demands. So that's in the design phase. That'll be going out to bid once we get some easement and land issues resolved for the most part. What presented before this board meeting to the Wastewater Committee in Newport, some more work at Newport to rehab the treatment vessels there. That's just three projects that come immediately to mind. There's, again, a lot of support too with developers reviewing their improvement plans to make sure that the water infrastructure that's planned for those developments is in accordance with the town standards, you know, meets all state, local, federal, and specific town standards. So we serve as essentially like a peer review group consultant with the town to do a detailed review of those engineering plans before water infrastructure is built for those developments to support those developments. There's four different developments off the top of my head that I can think of, which were in various stages too. Both developments that have been built, largely Newport and Pantages, and ones that are coming, such as the Sandpoint Apartments project and others. So
each one of those has a different scope of work and a different contract.
Yeah. It's also the development projects are more so paid by the developer for the most part, as I understand, through retainer or separate contract with the town, as I understand it. The contracts that we have directly with the town would be more so your CIP projects, like I mentioned, WellAid and hopefully Newport, and we can get working on that planned project and Sandpoint.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are there any other questions?
No, I will say that this came to the Water Wastewater Committee, I think.
Thank you.
We would recommend that the town move forward. We have a great relationship with LSCE and we want to continue that. They've got a lot of institutional knowledge. They've been with us as long as I've been on the board, so for a long time before that. And so we recommend that the board approve the proposal.
Is that a motion?
For general services, that's really what this is, a general services contract, and then there's specific projects on top of that they work on.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's go ahead and open this to public comments.
No, it was just our.
Is there anyone online that with their hands raised?
There are no hands raised.
Is there anyone in the audience that would just make a public comment regarding this? Aaron, you can make a public comment. Okay, then I'll bring it back to the board.
Now I'll make a motion that we accept the proposal as staff has recommended.
I'll second that motion.
A roll call, please.
Dr. Belcher?
Aye.
Dr. Graham?
Aye.
Dr. Graves?
Aye.
Aye. Congrats. Hopefully we'll have another 25 years with you. Item G2 will be pulled from tonight's agenda and resubmitted at a later board meeting. With that, we'll move to manager's report. And Stephen, time to introduce your new communication person.
Yes. Good evening, board. I am really excited to introduce to you tonight the town's new and first communications specialist, Miss Emma Lawson. She'll jump up and do her introduction in a second, but just wanted for the board's essay, this is a role that existed before. It was an administrative role that had some communications function to it. And when that position became vacated, Dina and I decided to kind of take a look and see if we can get a little bit more out of that role and assist with the communication strategic plan and some of these really bold kind of initiatives and communications goals that we've laid out. And so took a pause, crafted this communication specialist position, put that out there and got north of 30 applications, some really, really good candidates. We moved seven or so forward for interviews, and Emma rose to the top of that pile, and she started with us on Monday. So she's only on day three. So she's still getting settled in, but we're really excited to welcome her, and I'll let her do an introduction.
Be nice, board.
Hi, everyone. My name is Emma Lawson, and I'm the new communications specialist. A little bit about me is I was born and raised in Tracy, but I do have family in Discovery Bay, so I grew up going here, and a lot of just my great like memories as a child were here in the summer, so I'm really happy to be back. I am a graduate of the University of Nevada, Reno, with Communication Studies. I graduated in May, and throughout my time at the university, I was Delta Gamma Director of Public Relations, and then that turned into Panhellenic Vice President of Public Relations. Also at the university, I was the community relations intern for the police department on campus, and then that turned into the lead media and outreach associate for the police department as well. And I think just being able to work in those community outreach roles and public relations roles really gave me a niche kind of passion for this kind of work. So I was really excited to move home and pursue a career in a local community. Again, that's really just why I applied. I really love the community in the area here, so I wanted to be able to give back. This position really just included and combined everything that I kind of wanted in a career. Again, that's just overall communications, public relations, and community outreach. I really, really enjoyed my interview, and I really felt like it was a great fit. And everyone also has been so welcoming so far, so that's just been really great. And although I love managing social media and just creating that sort of brand, that's just one part of my role. I'll be doing regular website maintenance, creating photo and video content that promotes the town's events and just the town as a whole. I'll be assisting with outreach in the community, employee and stakeholder communication, policy review, maintaining digital educational resources, and just sharing the work being done throughout the community. I'm very excited to get started, and just the biggest thing is providing engaging, accessible, and transparent information. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Well, I, for one, am excited to have you here. It's probably as excited as you are to be here, because
yes, I'm very excited to be here.
I'm so sorry. We're very pleased that the staff was able to make a great selection.
Yes, I'm very excited. Thank you.
Do we have a general manager report tonight? Okay. Then we'll go to director's reports. And I guess since I was the only one at the communication meeting, I'll give the update. We had an opportunity to meet Emma. It was awesome. So that was very good. We're excited about having her on board. And it should just, again, be noted that she was one out of 30 candidates, which is, I think, pretty impressive. So, and we should be getting good results from you. And then we talked a little bit about the SMS system and how we can improve that and ensure that it's operational. And I guess we'll be doing some tests later on that. And then we had the Park and Rec Committee. Hi, Carolyn, do you want to?
Certainly. We heard from the Chamber of Commerce regarding their request for a permit for the seafood lobster boil to be held October 17th. And so both Brian and I were very comfortable with that and are very happy to see that it's being held here. And then another company, I forget their names. They would like to start doing a farmer's market here every week for a year. And so they are just kind of in the fact-finding portion of their quest to make this happen. And so they had already talked to Monica and filled out the applications. And then, so we discussed with that. And there are definitely some things that need to be worked out, but it would be nice, very nice to see. And it would be back on the lawn area the majority of the time.
Ultimately, you know, the community center needs mm-hmm. more opportunities for business and yeah. events. So it's just another positive, you know, direction that that we're going. So, Kevin, you want to talk about the water and wastewater committee?
Yeah, we discussed there's a rate study that's going to be coming to the board for their review at the next meeting, I believe, which is mandatory every year that there's a. This is for capacity fees. This is not for individual homes as part of their water, wastewater billing. This is for developers that are bringing in, building new homes. And then we discussed, what's the second thing? Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing some rehabbing of the filters on Newport. On Newport, and there's going to be a contract coming forward for the board's approval in the next meeting also. It's going to involve LSCE, and this was the second filter. One filter was upgraded about 5 years ago, and the other one's well overdue, and that proposal will be coming to the board soon.
And looks like you guys had an ad hoc committee meeting as well?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, so we were presented with some of the issues that we're continuing to run into with the county. They don't seem to be able to review a complete set of plans. They seem to review a portion of the plans and then tell us what needs to be corrected. And then a month later, they look at another part of the plan and go, okay, that's not right either. You're going to have to abide by this and this and that. They're not a very efficient planning department. And so we reviewed that with our consultant. He's going to move forward with a couple of options, and I guess we're going to be end up bringing that to the board at some point, but we don't know exactly when, because we never know which, whether it's a slider or curveball or fastball that it's coming from the county from minute to minute. It's terribly inefficient. And I'm being nice.
Oh, Claire left the room, so. And then do you want to give an update on the CSA, either yourself or Carolyn?
Yeah, I haven't given the assignment. Four of us went down to the CSDA convention. Really brilliant that they planned this in the desert in the middle of August. It did cool down to about 90 degrees at night, got up to about 115 during the day. But I think they get cheap rooms that way. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, this was one of the better conferences we've had. The keynote speakers were good, but especially the offering of the classes was much more broad than it had been before. With you know, it's almost like you didn't have time to go to all the classes you wanted to go to. They had a great selection. If you want more information about what was presented, everybody on the board should have an account with the CSDA. Because you can just go on their website, and they have a very, very comprehensive website that explains a lot about what they do for us. And we've got legislative updates. That's all being explained there. Things that may affect us that are new state laws. But we have a great lobby of people that spend full time. I think it's like four lawyers that spend full time lobbying politicians up there to make sure that we're well represented. And overall, it was a very informative convention.
Good. Well, nice update. Do we have a legal report?
No, sir.
Do we have any future agenda items? No. Board?
Right. Not for me.
Then 7:36, we are adjourned.